I'd been in Nashville for over a year, and I was about to give up. Like so many others, I wanted to make it, but I was down on my luck. I'd walk by the Grand Ole Opry and think of the stories it could tell. It seemed I could hear all them entertainers and them old songs that I knew so well. When I slowly walked by there one morning, barely past midnight, I spotted a door that was open, and inside was a soft, glowing light. I walked on in and looked all around. That's when I heard someone say, "Come right on in, take your seat." And a man walked out on that stage. The man had a yo-yo in hand, and he began to sing about the Wabash Cannonball. Then all of a sudden, I wasn't alone. There were fans from wall to wall. The stars that sang on that stage that night sang songs that were pure country gold. There was Hank and Lefty and Patsy and Tex. It sure was a sight to behold. Those singers all gathered there on the stage to sing the hymn of the night. They asked me to come up and sing along, with Hank on my left and Roy on my right. There will be peace in the valley for me someday. There will be peace in the valley, oh Lord, I pray. With cowboy stars like Gene and Roy, and so many others with those country sounds. There was Johnny Cash, Conway, and Tammy, and many, and so many others were around. Then everyone left as quickly as they came, and left me there all alone. But I'll never forget that night in the Ryman before I left Nashville for home. Now, I'll never be a country star. I'll never know fortune and fame. But I'll always remember that night in the Ryman when, with all those country stars of the Opry, I sang. Now some would say they think I was dreaming. Others would say they don't know. I say they were stars of the Grand Ole Opry who came back for just one more show. There will be peace in the valley for me someday.